Patient's name is Mary Finley. First name M-A-R-Y. Last name F-I-N-D-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 8/7/1942. Date of service is 6/24/2022. History of present illness, a 79-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of drainage that just began on Tuesday, cough, sneezing, throat irritation, and left ear irritation. Patient admits that she just landed on a plane yesterday from London. She did spend some time in London with a group of other people. She is not sure that she's been exposed to COVID, but she does state that nobody did wear their mask, and she states COVID exposure in that area was pretty low at the time. She is allergic to tetracycline. Current medication was discussed with patients placed in chart. Medical history to hypertension, surgical history denied, social history denied, drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 147 over 60, heart rate 71, respiratory 16, temp 98.3, O2 100, and she weighs 166 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. She does have some erythema to the posterior pharynx without tonsillar enlargement. Left tympanic membrane has some erythema with bulging. Right tympanic membrane is completely intact. Neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion. Chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor. Cleared auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion. No edema, neuro, ANO times 4. Gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1. COVID positive, number 2, viral syndrome, number 3, COVID exposure. Patient did have a COVID swab done in the office, which was positive. She will follow the CDC guidelines, and she was given a prescription of a standard dose Z-Pak. In the office, patient did get an injection of Rocephin and Decadron. I did discuss Paxlovid prescription with the patient. However, she did decline this as she states that she was uncomfortable taking it as she was on multiple other medications and due to the side effects because she does have a current fistula right now and hemorrhoid. And since diarrhea is a side effect, she did not want to have to deal with that. Patient is encouraged to increase fluids and take some over-the-counter medications for symptom relief. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with that plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.